Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. This podcast is brought to you by ContentSnare. ContentSnare helps digital agencies get content from their clients on time, in the right format, without email. If you've ever needed to get content from clients, you'll know how painful it can be. You end up constantly chasing them for weeks or months, and by the time it's ready, there's a 900-long email trail full of massive images and a couple of brochures from 6 years ago. ContentSnare makes this a thing of the past by collecting content from your clients in the right format the first time and does all the chasing for you. Try it on your next project by signing up at ContentSnare.com. G'day and welcome back to Agency Highway. Today, we've got a, I would say, very special guest who I've only met recently named Kristen Harold from Clutch. Now, Clutch is, if you don't know, they're a pretty massive deal in the agency space because they're a place where agencies can go and sort of list themselves to get, you know, to get business. Anyway, I'm going to butcher the crap out of it, so I'm going to stop right there and let Kristen introduce herself. And in that introduction, Kristen, can you please let me know what the best thing that's happened to you this year is?
So I'm Kristen. Clutch is based in Washington, D.C., but I'm originally from Colorado. And basically what Clutch is it's Yelp for agencies, where you can go on, find reviews for agencies and find the best one for you. And I'd say the best thing that's happened to me this past year is I have traveled to 4 continents, actually.
Wow. Which ones?
Well, I'm from America, so I'm counting America because I traveled through that. Australia, Africa. I went to South Africa and then Europe.
Man, that's huge. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I've done South America this year and that was fun. I saw a lot of Americans in Mexico too. We did Mexico at the end and I was like, could not believe how many Americans were there.
Yeah. It's an easy and cheap place to go from here.
I'm also jealous you're from Colorado. That is a really nice place of the world.
Yeah. It's great. I missed it.
Yeah. Denver's one of my favorite cities in the world, actually. And I can't wait to go back. But
I love it.
Look, another thing that Clutch do is a lot of content and stuff for agencies, right? And this is how I found you guys. And that's why you're here today to talk about some of that content, because you guys do a lot of research. And this is what really caught my eye, especially the stuff about digital agents, how consumers or the businesses are using digital marketing and what they sort of plan to invest in, what's the most important to them. Because this is obviously a podcast for agencies, so we're trying to help out those guys as much as we can. And I think this is really useful info. And something that I wanted to bring up is this, like, the stat, I don't know. Like, I told you this offline before, and that I have no idea what the actual numbers were. But I saw a stat at a digital marketer conference here in, actually down on the Gold Coast, and they showed you how many businesses there are as a number and how many agencies there are, because a lot of people tend to think this market's really saturated, and it does feel like that at times. The numbers, it was something like, you know, every agency had room for hundreds of clients, you know, assuming every business wanted services. But it goes to show just how unsaturated the market is. Like, do you agree with that?
Definitely. There's so many agencies that are out there, and you know, it's just a matter of finding the right one for you and ones that are qualified. You know, anybody can say they're a digital agency, but it's, are they actually good at it? That's the question.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's the easiest way to differentiate too, right? Because that's, I even wrote like a post on our blog a while ago for agencies on how to differentiate yourself. One of the first ones was just like, don't suck, because there's so many people that, and I'm sure pretty much everyone listening to this podcast doesn't, or you're on the process of improving, right? Which is one of the most important things. Like, I've met so many agencies that are kind of backwards in the you know, they're actually big agencies, and they just stop learning, stop developing their skill set or whatever, and they're still using really outdated technology and actually providing their customers with a poor service. Whereas there's like new, smaller agencies, more agile, that can actually do a really good job, you know, based on how small they are, if that makes sense, because they're more agile.
Yeah, and we've actually noticed that too. We actually don't have a ton of big agencies on our site because they're a lot more traditional and they don't use sites like ours to find clients. And so it's, as you said, the agile ones that are on our site and with the latest trends.
Yeah, totally. Cool. So you guys have written a lot about different studies around how businesses use digital marketing, like, and social media and all kinds of stuff. I'm looking at about 10 links here, so I'm just going to try and pick a couple. And the two that seem the best are, well, I really like both, but how businesses use digital marketing in 2018. So this is a link that I will drop into the show notes. I can't say that URL because it's way too long. So you're going to have to go to the show notes and check it out. But let's start there. Let's talk about how businesses use digital marketing in 2018. And I mean, really, we can wrap up the other post that I'll drop in from themanifest.com, which is Clutch's sister site, which is more of a content play, I guess. Lots of different posts there and studies as well. But this one is about how businesses invest or plan to invest in digital marketing. We can kind of wrap these up together because, you know, if we're an agency and we want to land some more clients, this is the stuff we've got to be focusing on, really. Is that kind of the gist?
Yeah, definitely. So basically, we write this content to show businesses the trends in digital marketing and social media and what they should be focusing on for their clients.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, let's dig into it. So, I don't know. Up to you with which post you want to start at or which points you think are the most obvious here. I really like the first two points that I'm going to read these out. So your findings are the top three digital marketing channels businesses use are social media marketing, 81%, a website, 78%, funny that, and email marketing, 69%. But the least popular channel that businesses invest in is SEO. I find that so funny because I love SEO so much. And it's like my favorite channel because once you get it going, it sort of keeps going as long as you do it right. But if businesses aren't investing in it or planning to invest in it, then maybe it's not something we should focus on.
Yeah. So basically of the channels, we kind of found, you know, social media, website, email, the top three, those are ones that are pretty easy to have a strategy for. You know, anybody can have a social media account. Anybody can have a website, whether it's good or bad. It's still easy to have a website. And then email is not too hard. You just gather a list of customers and send them an email versus SEO, which only 44% of people invest in. It's a lot harder to have a strategy and you don't see the results right away. I think it's one of the most important ones, but a lot of companies aren't patient and don't want to wait to see the results. They want to see how many people liked their Facebook post or, you know, visited their website.
Yeah. Even though like likes on social media are pretty much a vanity metric, right?
Unless exactly.
But maybe that's like an education play for digital marketing agencies, is to actually educate their clients why SEO works, and then hopefully get them across the line. Like I know one strategy that I see people using is AdWords first to try and work out which keywords actually work, and then, you know, later coming in and SEOing, if that's the right term, those keywords without having to pay per click to get them in through AdWords. What else would you like to cover about these articles?
You know, of course, businesses' main goal for digital marketing is to increase sales and revenue. And
funny that.
Yeah, I know. It's really surprising. No, it's not. But you know, basically digital marketing is such an important tool, and we've learned that businesses are starting to see its importance and they realize they need to have a digital marketing strategy in place. You know, everybody's online, all of their customers shop online or Google search or are on social media. So it's really important for businesses to be on there too. And on the manifest article, the how businesses invest in digital marketing, we actually found that 99% of businesses that already invest in digital marketing plan to increase their investment in at least one channel in the next year. So businesses that are investing see the importance and plan to keep throwing more money at it.
Well, and yeah, and one of my favorite points, which you brought up earlier offline, was that nearly one third of businesses, so 32%, that don't use a digital marketing agency already, or they don't use a freelancer consultant, they plan to outsource digital marketing efforts in the next year. So that's pretty massive, because that's a lot of businesses, right? Like there's so many businesses out there that I would have expected are trying to do this thing on their own and don't really want to hire anyone. So to see a third of them are actually looking to get into digital marketing through some kind of consultant or freelancer is very cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we found that 50% of businesses have an agency. So of the 50% that don't already use an agency, 32% are planning to invest or invest in an agency. So what is that? 17% of companies overall who, whether they do or don't have an agency. And that's crazy. It shows that, yeah, agencies might be saturated, but they're still looking, you know, companies are still looking for these agencies.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the saturated thing is kind of a mindset that some people have. And I've definitely been there before. Like we don't so much run an agency anymore, but it was definitely, at first, you know, it was hard to get over the fact that there was so many other web designers out there or agency digital marketing people. And like everyone seems to pretend to be an expert. And it was like, how am I going to stand out? And you know what? In the end, we didn't need to. We just needed to get some clients, do a really good job, and then it would lead into other clients through referrals or whatever. And then it also helps once you've got that confidence in the way you talk to potential clients, as in other small businesses, that confidence comes off and you know what you're talking about. And suddenly that's your differentiation factor because so many people don't.
Yeah. So we also found that 41% of businesses, you know, of all sizes, they're investing more than $500,000 in digital marketing every year, which is a huge amount. And businesses are starting to focus less on traditional marketing and advertising because they're just not getting the results versus digital marketing. You know, as I said, everybody's online. You know, I don't know anybody who hasn't ordered something online or, you know, search for a business. So it's really essential. And I really do think unless you're a huge company and you can have somebody 100% devoted to digital marketing, an agency is always good. It's always good to have an outside source. And I think businesses are starting to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. So where did this data come from, by the way? Like that was just a question I had in my mind that I'm sure some listeners will have. Like this survey data, like who were the businesses? How many were there? Oh, I can see there's about 500 on that one.
Yeah. So we normally survey from about 500 businesses, sometimes 1,000. And they're all surveyed online. We use a third party source. It's called Servata. And so we create the surveys and from there they find the people to survey. And then we do everything else, analyze the results, write the articles.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so we don't actually find the people ourselves, but use a third party for that.
That's probably better, right? Like to have someone else do that kind of thing, because I'm sure there'd be some kind of biases that you'd actually accidentally introduce if you did it yourself. Yeah. I mean, I probably would.
Yeah, because I know when I make these surveys, I hope, you know, for certain outcomes, and I feel like if I surveyed them myself, I would skew it for the outcome I was hoping for.
Yeah. I'm really surprised. I mean, I'm surprised, but not surprised by the stat around social media being the biggest one. Like, was that also saying that this is what businesses want to invest in is social media marketing?
Okay. So the first article on Clutch, it's 81% of businesses invest in digital or in social media, which is, you know, every business has a social media account. So that's not as surprising. But then we found on the Manifest article that 64% of businesses plan to spend more time and money on social media this year.
Now, does that include paid advertising?
It does, yes.
Right. Okay. That makes more sense. Cause I was thinking, do people seriously still think that, putting some posts on Facebook or and Twitter is like, that's how you,
No, I think it's more people are starting to see the importance of paid social.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, that's good. And I mean, that's a fairly easy channel to justify too, right? For agencies, because, and I think this could relate to why SEO is hard too. Like you said, there's a long time before you see results. So it's quite hard to show clients what kind of return they're going to get, which is why I'm starting to see people doing like guarantees. Like if you don't get X, you know, in 3 months, you know, commit to 3 or 6 months, and if we'll refund everything if we don't get to whatever position. But I can't remember where I was going with that now. Oh yeah, but social media, you can see it quick. Well, with paid ads specifically, right? Mm-hmm. You can see quite quickly that return, and this is one of the biggest things I see successful consultants doing is getting a quick win for a client. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that can be, I don't know, like it could just be a few signups through like one post, or like for me it's like automation stuff, right? That's like I do a lot in that space. So it's automating just like one task that saves them a bunch of time, like finding that one thing to get a quick win. I think that's way more possible with pay-per-click, because you can wow the crap out of clients very quickly.
Yeah.
When you can drive traffic like that, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a matter of educating them. You know, most businesses think, oh, you know, we can easily become an Instagram influencer or get 100,000 likes on Facebook. And, you know, it's not that easy. And, you know, pay-per-click and SEO tends to lead to more, you know, conversions and sales. So I think it's just a matter of educating these clients that, you know, social media is important, but there's also other channels that are just as important, if not more so.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I was listening to a podcast by James Shremko the other day, who's a pretty well-known marketer here in Australia. And he always talks about like social media and vanity metrics and stuff. Like, and I can't remember who the discussion was with, but they were talking about people with like over 100,000 followers or whatever that on Instagram that are, you know, by all accounts, influencers, doing air quotes there if you're listening to this, that don't make any actual money from it. Like they get plenty of free products and stuff. That's about it, right? Like get some protein powder or something to but it kind of goes to show that you know, the metrics that some clients want mean kind of almost nothing. So that's potentially an education piece there. So let's talk about the website stuff, because I know a lot of people that listen to this build websites. So what did you guys find out? You know, is there certain things that people are looking for in websites?
Yeah, so 78% of businesses have a website, and that number is always increasing.
Only 78?
Yeah, so that was surprising. We thought it would be, you know, the top number,
because,
you know, what's a business doing these days if they don't have a website?
Yeah.
But we did find that 55% plan to spend more time and money on a website this year. So that's positive. You know, maybe the ones that don't necessarily have a website or aren't investing in it see the importance and know they need to.
Yeah, and I think everyone gets to a point where they like realizes that a website is super important. So 55%, yeah, that's obviously including a lot of people who already have a website and need changes or whatever. So there's plenty of opportunity there. That's cool.
Yeah, and I think, you know, hopefully people realize that it's 2018. It's, you know, almost 2019. If they don't have a website, what's the point in having a business at all?
Yeah. I love this stat. I only just noticed it. For some reason, my eyes completely skipped over it before, that 53% want a mobile app. This might be controversial, but I actually wrote a post not long ago on my jimmyrose.me site, which is mostly me just ranting about crap. And I say it's called "No, You Don't Need a Effing Mobile App." Because when we're an agency, the amount of times, like it was like my job to talk people out of mobile apps. Because so many people have come, we're like, we need an app that does this. And I'm like, your website does that already.
Go for it. And, you know, the survey shows that 53% of businesses have a mobile app and 53% use content marketing. So it's the same number of people that have an app are blogging and, you know, using content marketing, which is really crazy to think about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, content marketing, is that something they're investing in on this? Like, is that what you found, or is that people that are just doing content marketing?
Doing content marketing is 53%, and only 39% of businesses want to invest in content marketing more.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the wrong stats. Okay. So, but 40% want to invest in a mobile app. 39% want to invest in content marketing.
Yeah. That's which crazy. Is crazy. Yeah.
And 43%. So yeah, you guys are going to have a look at this, but I'll just read out in order the channels that people are wanting to invest in the most. So 64% social media marketing, 55% want to spend money on their website, 43% email marketing, 40% mobile apps, 39% content marketing, and 36% SEO. That's super interesting. Hey, like I'm glad you guys did this, because like I would not have expected these results at all.
Yeah, that exactly how we were talking about. If I surveyed people on my own, there's no way I would have expected to get this.
No. So is there any other key takeaways you think we could share from these?
One interesting little tidbit is that, you know, the businesses that are planning on spending less on certain channels next year, it's, you know, a lot fewer businesses, but display and banner ads and paid search ads are the highest that businesses plan to decrease their investment in.
Oh, wow.
It's only 19%. And 19% for display ads and then 18% for paid search. But still, that's about 1 in 5 businesses that don't really see their importance.
Sorry, say again. So 1 in 5 want to decrease their spending in that space.
Yes.
Wow. And you know what? That could potentially be because of rising costs, right? Like Facebook used to be a goldmine. It was very easy to get really cheap clicks to your content or to offers. And I think people are probably getting some kind of fatigue now, you know, from seeing ads. Yeah. So it's harder to crack through. There's more advertisers. So it's driving prices up. You know, I've definitely noticed that. Like we stopped doing Facebook ads for Content Snare, which is our software product, which actually most people listening to this will know it because there's an ad at the start and the end for it. because it's actually getting really hard for us to hit a cost per click or cost per acquisition, whatever, CPA, if you want to get all technical, that makes sense for us through Facebook ads. So.
We found that they're just really costly, as you said, and like SEO, it's a lot harder to see the immediate results and to see, you know, how many people, you know, down the funnel did this ad truly lead to a purchase.
Yeah, that's true. I was saying before, it's fast, but in reality, you can get quick wins, but to see the true results can take a while. You're right, because it could take, you know, 6 months to convert someone. We've had people sign up for Content Snare that have been on the list for, you know, a year or more.
Wow.
So when you've got that lag time as well as optimization time, it can take a while for an ad campaign to sort of get to its, you know, you start on high cost per click and technically it should come down over time. But if you start and you've got that high cost, then clients aren't going to want to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other statistics or anything.
Yeah, I think I don't know. That's pretty much it. Like, people can go through these on their own time anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'll drop the links to both these articles in the show notes. And one's at clutch.co and one's at themanifest.com, which are both. You guys have awesome resources for agencies on both of those sites. And you know, I'm actually subscribed to, well, I didn't know about the Manifest until like 2 days ago. but I was subscribed to Clutch cause I do a weekly newsletter for agencies to like show them awesome information. Right. And, Clutch has been on my list, but the Manifest was not, and now it will be.
And yeah. And if you guys are interested on you know, getting listed on Clutch, feel free. It's clutch.co, visit our website. I think you'll share my email. Feel free to email me and I can, you know, connect you with the right person. But
sure. If you're happy for me to put your email address on a public website, that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all over other websites too.
Yeah, so. Fair enough. All right. Sounds good. So, I guess we may as well wrap that up there unless there's any other sort of points you'd like to cover.
I don't think so.
All right, cool. All right. We may as well wrap that up then. So what, my final question, what's your favorite piece of technology right now?
So I recently gave in and got an Apple Watch.
Oh no.
I know. I refused for so long, but
you're
like, I finally
you're gonna
in.
Be that. The girl checking notifications in a meeting.
Yeah. but I don't know. It's just made me more. I don't know. Because my phone's always on silence. You know, I'm a typical millennial where I'm always on my phone, but it's always silence. And,
right.
you know, getting notifications on my phone, I can actually see when somebody's, or, you know, feel it vibrate right. whenever somebody's calling me. So, you know, I can actually answer the phone now. And it's nice. It, you know, keeps you accountable. It tells me when I need to stand up if I've been sitting for too long.
Yeah, nice. My Fitbit does that. That's why I didn't get the more expensive versions because I didn't want apps and notifications and all that stuff. So I've just got like my basic Charge 2 Fitbit, which does my sleep tracking and all of that. And it's fine. Apparently I'm on 200 steps for today. I probably need to step up my game. I did just wake up though. So.
Yeah. See, it's 6:40 p.m. for us. So I've gotten in most of my steps today.
How many steps?
Let's see. I still have to commute home. But as of right now, just 4,000. Not too much.
Ooh,
but
that's a low day. Yeah,
but I still have to, like, I take the metro home and walk. So I'll get about 8,000.
I really like, this is totally off topic, but it's fine. You know, I think it's still helpful. Like the whole gamification of fitness or at least moving has mm-hmm. been super helpful for me. Same as sleep tracking, you know, like I can mm-hmm. go back and look at how much sleep I've got every night. And especially that's actually the reason I got this Fitbit is because I listened to the Joe Rogan podcast on sleep, which in fact I might link in the show notes as well, because I want everyone to listen to this because it was so shocking to me. Like it was a massive wake up call on how much we all need sleep.
Yeah.
You know, and like huge wake up call for me. So I was like, I got this thing and now I track my sleep. And if I notice that I'm doing poorly over 1 week, I try and find out what the symptom, like the cause is and fix it. Cause man, sleep's so important.
Yeah.
No, that's totally off track.
And it's just crazy. Like, you know, you think you're getting 8 hours of sleep, but you're really not. You really need to allot yourself 9 hours to get 8 hours.
Yeah, that's right. But it also depends how much you need to. Like, I think mm-hmm. I've worked out that I need like 7 or 7 mm-hmm. and a half. So, but still, like, to get that, I got to be in bed for like 8.5 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a good little tangent. I'll drop a link. I'll drop the link to my summary of that podcast episode because it does go for a long time. Classic Joe Rogan. And then you can listen to it if you like. Alrighty. Where can people find out more about you? Like we've talked about the manifest and clutch.co. Is there anywhere else you'd like to send people?
You know, if they want to visit my social accounts, they can, but cool. I don't have a specific website or anything.
That's cool. I'll drop all that in the show notes as well, because I think we've got all of that data already. Alrighty. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
No worries. If you've enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a review and share it with anyone you think will get something out of it. I'll see you in the next episode.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time. This episode was brought to you by Content Snare. If you're a digital agency or just need to get content or info from your clients, Content Snare can help you collect it on time and without enormous email trails. Give it a try at contentsnare.com.